But it's time now to conclude. Time to rise, as I promised above, any antagonism between meditation and psychotherapy, even above any agreement. It's time to make a constructive suggestion. Time to make even an appeal for synthesis. Today, we'd be concerned with meditation versus psychotherapy. We've been concerned with it against a background of mental suffering. We've been concerned with it against a background of the higher evolution of the individual. But we mustn't forget that there's a wider background still, and that is the background of the higher evolution of man. What we call, what we've come to call the higher evolution of man represents a complete restatement in contemporary terms of the essentials of the Buddha's teaching. Indeed, we may even claim that in principle it represents a restatement of all that is essential, all that is truly significant in human culture and religion as such. But this restatement is theoretical. What we need is a practical counterpart to the theoretical restatement. And this practical counterpart is what I call the dynamics of the higher evolution. Now, ideally, the dynamics of the higher evolution should, I hope will, include whatever traditional methods of concentration, meditation, and so on, are still valid and useful. Some, I'm convinced, are no longer useful, no longer valid, at least in the West. It will also utilize modern therapeutic techniques. In other words, what we really want, what we really need, is a gigantic synthesis. A synthesis that will be both theoretical and practical, that will be both philosophy and religion. And we may say that the world very badly needs such a synthesis, or at least that portion of the world, that portion of the human population that is capable of the higher evolution needs it. And to this end, I feel, both meditation and psychotherapy must cooperate. Such cooperation has already started in a small way and theoretically. Jung's interest in Eastern religions is well known. Fromm is familiar with Zen. And coming nearer home, we may say that these lectures themselves are a contribution to this same synthesis. Indeed, we may say that all the activities even of our own movement can be seen as such a contribution. I may say that I am personally convinced that such a synthesis, that is to say what I term the higher evolution of man plus the dynamics of the higher evolution of man, will constitute the philosophy and the religion, possibly the art and the science of the future, and is on the foundation of such a synthesis that humanity, even now, must start building.